And we're so pleased to welcome with us now the one and only Frank Caliendo from Fox Sports. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And, you know, I've always enjoyed the fact that Fox, thinking out of the box on this thing, to have the entertainment element that you bring to it. The show should be, of course, informative about football, but you bring a nice counterbalance because it's entertainment.
Yeah, you know, the theory always was that, you know, especially when I got it, because Jimmy Kimmel had come before me, and
sure,
he was the first true comedian in a football show. And then they wanted to go a little bit different direction after Jimmy, because there's, you know, there's different. ESPN has Kenny.
Right. Kenny Mayne, yeah.
Kenny Mayne, and, you know, everybody seems, CBS doesn't really have anything, I guess, but they can't do it. you know, it's something different. And by the time the Sunday show comes around.
Right.
ESPN, the network, has talked about everything as much as you can.
Right.
So they always looked at it as more as it's a magazine article rather than a newspaper article.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what my segment is. And then, you know, once we started making the picks against the guys, it gave a little bit more of a competition thing.
Right.
Because we didn't do that for a while. They used to do it with Kimmel, and then they stopped for a while, and then we brought it back. And I think that actually adds a little something to it because we can call each other idiots and stuff like that.
And the impressions obviously really make it nothing more than when you do John Madden. I'm thinking, Frank, the fact that John isn't on television weekly anymore with NBC makes those who have need their Madden fix
for me
got to come to you, bro.
Well, you know, the thing is this. I do still say available at Walmart in the Pilotech. And that Pilotech OTC commercial, it always cracks me up. Because it's clearly the cable guy in this great, well-produced commercial. That's like flipping your burgers after they're burnt. Cut to available at Walmart. Doesn't even look the same.
Right.
That is not as crazy as the Terry Bradshaw Nutrisystem commercials. Like, yep. I was so tired of looking fat and ugly. It doesn't help you look better. You still look the same, Terry.
I'm thinking he's still – there's some work to do.
I believe it does.
He's not at his playing weight.
Yeah.
I don't think yet. But he's getting there. He's working at it.
Why does he think fat and ugly are going to be helped by Nutrisystem? How did I get to that? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. John Madden, we were talking about that and trying to figure out where we're going with it. We never got to the point where we were going. And then, I mean, the thing about the game, the Super Bowl, if you know which game we're talking about, is I would be scared of Bill Belichick. 2 weeks to work on the game. That's the kind of thing that scares you. Also, the fact that Bill Belichick is starting every day to look and sound more like the Emperor from Star Wars. I mean,
he is.
And I know that he can shoot electricity out of his hands. I've seen him do it. And I think that if Rob Gronkowski, if he plays well, if he can come in and can play and doesn't seem like he has a high ankle sprain, that proves that Bill Belichick is a Sith Lord.
So the special powers of healing that he could.
Yeah, man, that's a Jedi mind trick right there. You do not feel the pain.
How much do you think, even out of broadcasting, does John miss Brett Favre? Because
I mean, I do miss Brett Favre. But he sent me some texts, so I didn't look at them. But I think, you know, but you see, sometimes players just have to move on. You got three guys with 5,000 yards this year. I mean, that's a lot of yards for guys to throw for. And I think it's a little bit of a different league. I mean, you're not allowed to hit anybody anymore.
Imagine Madden. The tough thing for, you know, I watched some of the older players, and the guys who played and stuff, and they watch, this is not the same game. But then again, the training and everything that everybody does is not the same either. You used to work hard, but you used to work hard as an athlete, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And now the training is such at a higher level than it's ever been before. The weights, the diets, and all that kind of stuff. It's a tough balance. It's tough to, you don't want people to get hurt.
Right.
But you still want to see the game. But the rules have gotten so much tighter this year, right?
Absolutely.
That made it a little bit, I'm going to say, quote unquote, easier for quarterbacks and receivers.
Sure.
They take that with a grain of salt. But three guys at 5,000 yards, and that used to be, you never saw it.
It's definitely impacting the dynamic of the game. I mean, it's not just protecting guys, it's affecting the numbers.
And it's good for the game, but look at the Giants, look at the defense they played in the last, and it seemed like the playoffs, and it is always this, right? The playoffs are always tougher football, right? It's always harder football,
faster.
Harder hits, faster everything.
There weren't a ton of penalties from what I remember.
There wasn't
a ton of hot hitting penalties and stuff like that, even with the new interpretations of rules.
Yeah.
So I guess you can legally do it, hit hard, and play fair in the inbounds of what they're allowing to play. So it can be done.
Frank Caliendo of Fox Sports is joining us. He's a comedian, of course, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46. How many Super Bowls is this for you?
This is the fifth or sixth time I've been to a Super Bowl week. I mean, we had the game three times.
Right.
We don't have it this year. NBC has it. So, I've been around. It's pretty cool. It's funny when the players know me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. They go, "Hey, Frank," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that was Justin Tuck."
Then you got to do something, which you do. You could naturally go into it, but I mean, you won't lose Madden, even though, again, his presence, and he's always there with
the
video.
I've cut it down in my act, though.
Yeah,
I don't do it as much. I don't do that in Bush as much as I used to. Those would take up 30 minutes in an hour show.
They could. So who are the current ones?
Barkley's really big.
What would his take be on the Super Bowl?
I'll tell you what. I really like to see two powerful teams. I think they really are the best two teams. Now, if I was playing, I would hit harder than they do. But I think they're playing pretty well. And I only know so much about baseball, any sport. I don't know any of it. What are we playing? Football? I didn't even know that. Forget it. I don't know what I was talking about.
And you've been working on Shaq quite a bit.
I guess so. I think you're going to be pretty good. That's true, Shaq. I agree with you on that point. But why do you talk about Kobe so much? That's enough. I've had enough of you, knucklehead.
Who else?
Morgan Freeman guys? I've been doing. Because I always explain the jokes with John Madden.
Right.
Now I narrate them as Morgan Freeman, you know? And that's when the audience realized that Frank Caliendo had finally gone nuts. Nobody was quite sure what he was talking about. Then again, neither was Frank. That's just the way it was.
He would see this, the storyline, right? Tom Brady versus Eli Manning. How would he, because there's something
could
in there.
Could be a fourth Super Bowl for Tom Brady. Possibly one of the most handsome men to play football since Terry Bradshaw. Of course, that was only in Terry Bradshaw's mind. Then there's Eli Manning, the little brother of Peyton Manning, about to come out and be the big man on campus. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Will Gronkowski play? I tell you what, I'm going to the Super Bowl with my Visa card.
That's outstanding. Frank, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Any information, frankcaliendo.com at Frank Caliendo. On Twitter.
All
I don't know if you know this.
Concert dates and such.
Yeah, all that
there.
Stuff. Yeah. I have a place out in Cleveland because my wife is from Lorraine. So,
oh, well, no. Come on. Let's bring that now.
Yeah, so I'm out there in Avon Lake every once in a while.
Beautiful. So she's from there. Did that make you a Browns fan?
No. No, I grew up in Wisconsin. State law.
Yeah, you're
She's
so you're
still
Packers
a Browns fan. Her whole family's still Browns fans.
Good.
I couldn't come to the dark side.
well, at least we've got.
Which is the AFC.
We've got a Browns fan in the Caliendo family, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I sit there with my son and we watch TV and we fight about it.
You saved the best for last, although the other stuff is pretty good. Frank, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it.